Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
One of the most chilling threads running through the Corey Richens case isn't necessarily the crime itself. It's the trail of people she left financially and emotionally hollowed out along the way. A boyfriend whose professional connections she allegedly leveraged. Friends who watched their savings evaporate after trusting her. This is a pattern that goes far beyond bad decision making. What we're looking at is a psychological operating system most people can't even recognize until they're already inside of it. And we're going to be breaking this down this morning. As always, Robin Dreek, my co-host, former FBI Special Agency for the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. And Siobhan Scott is with us today, psychotherapist and author, as always. Welcome, everybody. Let's start by talking about Corey's boyfriend, Josh Grossman. He testified that his relationship with Corey was deeply intertwined within his professional world. Essentially, what he spoke to at trial was that he moved out to go help Corey flip houses. Didn't have any sort of payment schedule, didn't have a salary, didn't have an hourly wage. Just, you know, she'd pay him when she gets the chance. Whatever that may be, was completely at Corey's discretion. They, of course, also allegedly carried on some sort of an affair throughout this. So I guess payments were coming in different ways. And eventually he ends up on the stand, very broken, very disturbed. Kind of, I think, realizing that he'd been used, that he'd been bamboozled by Corey throughout his interactions and time with her. Let's talk about this a little bit. When someone embeds themselves into both the personal and professional life, I didn't want to say a partner. This was a side piece. This was a boyfriend on the side. Simultaneously, what does that tell us about how they actually view that relationship? Because it wasn't just it's her boyfriend. She was using him for basically next to free labor, if you will. Siobhan, let's examine this boyfriend dynamic a little bit and how Corey might have been seeing it from her prism.
That was sure sad testimony, wasn't it?
I just
felt like if I could have had that guy for some boundary coaching here, you know, and take a look at this. But it sure gave the sense that he had been evaluated for his usefulness.
Yeah.
And so it makes us think of someone who's got a very opportunistic mindset. You know, how can they encircle themselves with people who are going to benefit them in some way?
And that's such a... I want to say it's not a rare thing. It's a common thing. And I don't think a lot of people see it. Is that an accurate way of stating it until it's too late? Are people opportunistic in this sort of way commonly, or is this an outlier?
I think it happens a lot, but it's probably not the majority. The majority of us don't go through life moving in that blatant kind of flagrant way. I think for many people, there is more of a transactional quality to the way they do relationships. But this was really pretty flagrant. And, you know, it wasn't just him. It was just all the people in her life. She was finding ways to take advantage of them. So I think it happens. But some people, this is primarily the way that they relate to the rest of the world.
You know, Siobhan, we were talking before the show started about how a lot of us, when we grew up, the challenges we face, the trauma we experience makes us really, really attuned to human behavior. And personally, from my own experience, almost embarrassingly, I had many years in my teens and in early 20s of being a really, really good problem solver of my problems, using relationships to overcome those things. Granted, it wasn't from a narcissistic or on the spectrum of any kind of way. But again, I really got good at solving problems using and channeling great relationships to overcome those problems. Grew out of that, matured and everything. But when you're looking at someone like Corey, who she's trying to problem solve, she's using relationships, yet she doesn't seem to have a differentiation between an object, a tool like a loan or an insurance policy, and a human being. Mm-hmm. Severe trauma causes us to do things. From what you've seen so far, from what we know publicly, have you seen that kind of thing that might have spurred her to do that? And the second part of that, I'm sorry, two-part question here, is what inspires someone to grow out and move beyond that? Because she didn't seem to be moving that needle beyond using people as an object in her life.
Yeah, I think when people grow up with deprivation, whether it's psychologically, emotionally, or economic deprivation or whatever, the first instinct they have is to survive, and sometimes latching on to other people in ways that maybe aren't terribly healthy or not good for the other person. It's just a natural outcome. But as people mature and gain their own sense of self and their own strength in the world, they're usually able to stop that kind of behavior and step back and grow. And so there are some people who are just seemingly really wired for using other people and not seeing other people that have their own needs and wants and not being able to wrap their head around that. It's sort of like that focus on self all the time takes over.
Do you think, on the argument between nature and nurture in regards to Corey, do you think that lack of ability to kind of mature out of that was nature or nurture for her, do you think?
I think it's impossible to say how much is what, because right. I'm a very strong believer that a huge amount of personality is wired in from the get-go, and then the environment works with that. And so she may have, kind of come into the world not really very well wired for empathy. That may right. just not have been something that was ever going to be her strength. But certainly an upbringing that didn't meet her needs and didn't teach her to value other people and to have compassion for other people would have reinforced that.
Which, when we look at her past and we look at her history, it seems that that kind of fits that mold. It's the recipe for Corey. It doesn't make it right, but it is the recipe. Do you think, and we're talking about her being wired this way, and when someone is wired a certain way, do you think she's sitting in that courtroom just as confused as everybody else by her own actions or the way that people are reacting to her? Because this has been her modality. This is how she treats people. This is how she acts. This seems to be how she's always acted. At least that's the interpretation that I think most of us have out of it. I don't think it's suddenly just a one-off and she started acting this way right around the time people are paying attention to the events of her case. When someone has this kind of modality, are they just completely clueless to the cause and effect of their actions on others? And why when they continue to get negative reinforcement on it, like, eventually you're taking out payday loans to cover your other loans. at what point? I mean, is there ever a point with some people that makes them step back and go, maybe this is wrong. Maybe my actions are not the most effective. Maybe I should choose a different route. I mean, what just keeps that motor going seemingly to infinity or utter destruction?
Yeah, some people call those clues, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a wonderful conversation to have with her, because those would be certainly the kind of questions I would ask. How does she make sense at this mm-hmm. point of why she's sitting in a courtroom? But I would guess that there is a certain cluelessness about her that, well, I had to take the loans this way. I had to sign the documents or forge the papers or whatever all the different things she did. Of course, I had to do that. I mean, she would have a reason that she had to do it mm-hmm. and just not see that by causing harm, you're breaking a moral code here that the rest of the world looks at differently than the way you look at it. But mm-hmm. there probably is a certain blind aspect to her where she's kind of baffled about what is the big deal everybody's making of all.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what you said there. What's the big deal? Because that's mm-hmm. kind of what you see when she's looking at the people in the courtroom. Like, what's the big deal with this? You know, yeah. I'm sorry, Robin. Go ahead.
I'm totally riffing on what you're saying, Tony. And that is, you know, so here she is. Her people in her life are most likely giving her very negative feedback on the actions that she's taking, like friends that have been, you know, bamboozled out of money, and you know, and definitely Eric's family had some thoughts and ideas about the things she was doing, and even Eric himself. What do you think her? It's easy to sit, maybe easy, not easy, probably, you know, sitting in the courtroom thinking these people are just nuts. But what do you think when she's confronted in those moments was going through her mind when these people were giving her pushback on the results of her actions?
You know, we can't know for sure how much of it can she even listen to and integrate, or right. does she just kind of cover her ears and tune it out and not hear it? Because if in truth she did poison her husband in order to get her needs met here, which I guess we'll find out when we hear all the evidence and the jury makes a decision. You know, this is a person who really doesn't have a moral bottom. I mean, there's nowhere where you go, okay, this is enough here.
No moral bottom. That's good. Sorry, Siobhan, keep going. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it just continues. The rationalizing process, the narrative, the self-justification, it just continues and continues and continues.
You know, that's an interesting thing. I really love that statement, no moral bottom, because the other day I was relating Corey Richens to, you know, like alcoholism in a sense where she's addicted to chaos, she's addicted to being in debt, she's addicted to doing schemes, and she's addicted to using people as part of those schemes. And at some point, an addict hits a bottom, maybe, and they then come to the realization on their own, I need to crawl myself out of this. But how many times what do you think the probability is that people don't have that moral bottom? Like, they'll never hit that bottom. It's like, what would happen to her?
Yeah. Death is the moral bottom.
That's pretty much it, because that's what people say. It's like, I either stop drinking or I die, you know? Yeah. And so for her, if it's not something that's, you know, chemically destructive to your body, you know, and you don't kill your husband or attempt to kill your husband or whatever it is, you know, I just wonder, what does someone do when they don't have a moral bottom? Is there ever a capacity to find one, you think?
I think for some people there isn't. And why is that? That's where we may go back to, you know, they're just wired differently, and their brain functions differently and perceives the world differently. And some people would say that makes them a very effective predator, you know, and there are people who probably get away with all kinds of terrible things that are never prosecuted for it. But I have met people in the course of my work who I couldn't really find a moral bottom. And it just seemed that in incident after incident after incident where other people were harmed, they had that self-justification going.
So you have a very unique ability and background of counseling and working with people like this. And so when you reach that point where you discovered this person doesn't have that moral bottom, what do you say to the family? Like, how do families then deal with that reality in their lives?
You know, it depends on the family. Sometimes I'm thinking of certain people who seem to have a family system, and you can say that, you know, the career criminal people who came from a family of career criminal people or whatever, the kind of families you'll see sometimes in TV series, right, where it's just like multi-generational bad behavior. So sometimes you can spot in an individual that this is really a transgenerational family pattern of criminality going on. But other families are able to integrate it and to see what went wrong. And often then they detach from the person at that point.
I mean, it's interesting because she we're talking about no moral bottom here. And that's a great way to describe kind of what happened a little bit this week in court, where she's still scheming. She's still trying to say, this is something that was happening over here. This is another way I was being wronged by Eric. Not that it really has anything to do with the accusation of her murdering her husband, but she's constantly on this search for empathy and sympathy from the outside world, yet she's incapable of giving it to anybody else. Mm. Her attorneys this week in court, they were insinuating that some texts between Eric and one of his best friends, they were having some sort of torrid gay love affair. And it's like, look, if that's what you are, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not what Eric was, and it's not what was going on in his life, and it's not in all his story or anything to do with what he is. Then to bring that into court where everybody is watching this, his friends, his family, his kids, and to say, well, your father secretly and his best friend, we're doing this according to these texts, and the texts weren't anything of that nature. It was two people joking around, and anybody with a hair of sense would be able to decipher that. But Corey and her defense team are still, they're trying to take that and scheme it and introduce it in a totally different way into the ether as something that it's not, ultimately to garner sympathy and empathy for Corey. It's really, I mean, it's sick. It's weird. It's bizarre. Like, why are you doing this to, if you already killed him, why are we going down this road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an odd one. And it does seem really desperate. And again, we're just going to keep spinning stories until we find something that's going to stick, hopefully. And I only caught a bit of that testimony, but yes, it does strike you as what, you know, desperate.
Yeah, good word, desperate on that one.
Yeah, I mean, the PI was laughing about it on the stand because, like, what are you talking about? Like, no, this is what you're trying to characterize. This is not what this actually is. I was kind of like, where are we even going with this? Like, and if he was, what's your point? I mean, right. You're over here cheating, you know. So, what is your point? I want one other thing on this area where we're talking about Corey and her scheming and taking advantage of people. I thought of this morning, and it's an interesting kind of perspective and a thought experiment, Robin.
Oh, I love thought experiments.
let's take this scenario of Corey and what she allegedly did with the boyfriend who upped his life, moved to Utah, wasn't getting paid other than in S, and just did all this. What if it was the other way around? What if Corey was a man, and what if this was a female? And you had the story of this guy that told this big tall tale to this woman. She moves across the country. She's going to do some work for him, and he's not going to pay her, and he's just going to use her for S, and he'll buy her some gifts every now and then. I mean, it's basically a tale of coercive control, 1,000%. People will be looking at this like R. Kelly. I mean, people would be looking at like this in some totally different prism of insanity here, of what this person is doing. Because she's female, it's like, well, you know, he has. If it was the other way around, I don't think we'd be having the same conversation. I think there'd be a lot more rage at someone taking advantage of someone in a coercively controlling way, as Corey did to him. What's your thoughts on that? If this were flipped, it's an interesting observation on how people judge all of this.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I always have to pause when I'm writing things about abusive relationships, because I'll even notice it in my own material that I put out, mm-hmm. is that we have a bias that men are the ones who are always the narcissist or the psychopath mm-hmm. or the abuser. And we neglect to recognize, because I think women can do the same things, but more softly sometimes, or couch it differently so mm-hmm. that it's not as recognizable. Or maybe women are less prone to overt violence, but they poison, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think you're right. I think you nailed it, that we all need to keep in mind that women, just like men, can be abusers and can be very manipulative and very dangerous. And we don't always see it.
You know, Siobhan, I'm curious. Boy, Tony, that's a really cool thought experiment on that one. And Siobhan, I'm curious about what you think they would do differently. Because I'm looking at it through the optic of, all right, if it was a male or a female, I'm kind of seeing the initial impact of that being, you know, then this trial being roughly the same. But do you think, if it was a man, do you think you'd see people doubling down, trying to confirm even more episodes of this, where they're trying to, in other words, when that confirmation bias of nasty man doing these things, there would have been more relentless at finding other instances of the abuse of women as compared to what they're doing in her case?
That sure could be. Yeah. That's a good speculation. Would there be a closer eye on it? Yeah.
Curious. So it makes you then wonder the question, has she done this before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's her modality. Not going to be surprised. One bit. Obviously, innocent until proven guilty. We'll continue to watch all of this. Your thoughts on this part in the comment section on our Substack and our YouTube. The links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier, he sounds sure, but listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.